Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. And today's guest, we have Katya Rasunin. She's joining us all the way from Spain. I love technology so that we can get the light workers from around the world to be a part of this podcast. Welcome, Katya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's such an honor and pleasure to be in your podcast and hopefully inspire your audience.
Yes, indeed. So let me tell you a little bit about Katya, okay? She is a number one best-selling author, spiritual mentor, success coach, and creator of the Client Attraction Story System, a step-by-step program for purpose-driven entrepreneurs to craft stories that sell. After working as a supervisor in one of the world's leading business banks, she obtained two master's degrees in spiritual psychology and spiritual success. She did that at University of Santa Monica in Southern California near me. And I met her down in Southern California at an event. And now she's dedicated her life to helping clients discover the power of personal stories and create a business that they love. Welcome, Katya.
Thank you. And just to say, like, it was the other master's degree was spiritual science. So spiritual success sounds amazing, though.
Oh, I'm Freudian slipped it.
You might have created something there, but I just wanted to correct that. People might be like, where did she study that? We want to study that. So that might be coming in the future.
I've done topics around that. So I must have like copied and pasted it. So that's so funny.
Yeah. So that's what we are here maybe talk about.
Indeed. I know that you love attracting light workers into your community. And tell me a little bit about how you got started on your path.
This is actually an interesting story. And I believe universe always have sense of humor. Because nowadays I help people with stories. And you know what? I was hiding mine for 15 years. Like there was part of my story I just hide from everyone. I didn't want to share it. I didn't want people know about it. And then it felt like I need to now help others, as I found on my own journey ways to open up and share. Because what happened to me back when I was 16 years old, I went through a traumatic event that felt so challenging. So I felt like I can't share it with anyone because I was full of blame and guilt and all kind of negative feelings after losing my loved one, my first boyfriend, to suicide. And that took me into a very dark place, first of all, for years. And I was very closed. I didn't want to get help because I felt like I need to suffer as I didn't save him.
I'm so sorry about that.
Thank you. And then that put me actually to spiritual path because I had this question why in my head and I needed to find answers and I couldn't find them in this physical level. He was gone and I started then finding spiritual teachers and teachings to help me, first of all, to cope what happened and then help me to start finding light again. And as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And I started, luckily, finding like these teachers coming into my life through random, random coincidences and meeting them and getting help. And little by little, then I found a courage to start sharing my story. First, it was with one person after being hiding that for 15 years. Because when I moved away from that small village, I just didn't tell anyone. Like, I just cut that part, and I was pressing down all those feelings and holding that part of my journey in the storage unit of my memories. And then there was this calling, though, that I felt like this story needs to come out, but I was resisted. Until there came an opportunity, I was that time starting to be a spiritual life coach, and there was this place which was very sacred, very loving. And I still remember I was sharing my part of this journey with somebody I didn't know before. We were walking to the lunch, and I felt this relief, and just like, wow, I was able to share it. And she was so loving, holding the loving space and just listening to me. And I felt like a weight was lifted from my shoulders, because she wasn't judging me or saying, why didn't you save him? She was just there. And it was a beautiful experience that connected with me heart to heart. And that was something I had not experience before, because I was always very guarded. Like, I was always hiding this secret. That helped gave me courage to start sharing my story a little bit in the next one, then small group, and now I'm sharing this publicly, because I also want to help others on their journey sharing, yes, their stories, because I believe that's something that can help others.
And how was this healing for you to share it? I know that there are times when people share stories as a way of healing and emoting. And then there's times when people share stories from like a victim space, where they're just kind of copying and pasting and replaying it on a loop. So can you differentiate what you mean by stories?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there is time and place for everything, because sometimes expression is healing. And maybe if you are still in the victim loop, and believe me, I was there for years, I played these stories in my head. So that was the time for that. But then through the support, I found a place when I started to see, and this is the shift often that happens for people. Like, life happened for me before it was life happened to me. And this is, then it started shifting, and I started seeing that life happened for me. I learned from this experience, and I found healing, and I found ways to cope and get through the darkness that I was experiencing. So then it happened, started to be more sharing about the lessons I learned. And that is something what I always say to my clients, like, check where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So just share, but then you know what is, like, is it the healing sharing? And that might be more in therapeutical atmosphere, more maybe with your coach or support group. And then there might come a time when you feel you are ready to share it more openly and in order to support others on their journey.
Mm-hmm. And what were some of your lessons out of that story, out of curiosity?
One of my biggest one has been learning to love myself. Like, after feeling so much guilt, and I really felt I should have done something different. So it was like finding the forgiveness towards myself, towards him, towards the whole situation. And then also learning really to love myself, that I went through this experience and I am still lovable I can love myself. So that was, and still is, there are still days when it's a challenge and like an opportunity to always apply loving. So that has been one of the key elements from that journey.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And why else do you think it's important for us to share our stories?
Because I believe our stories have power to help somebody else. And I believe also that these things that we have gone through often are like there to support us to gain more awareness. And when we start sharing, one of the things that happens as well, we start maybe seeing things in different light. Because we are sharing with other person the journey, and they might reflect that back to us. So it's again, opportunity for us to gain greater level of awareness as we will be sharing that part of our journey, and it brings connection. That's been something I have experienced when I found the courage to share. Then other people came to me and shared something from their journey as I opened the door. So they kind of felt like, okay, since she shared that, I can share too. And that brought them freedom.
Do you feel like at this time in our world where, you know, there's not as many people seeing each other in person, that being able to connect in this sacred way is important?
I believe so. Like, yes, at the moment, there is a lot of isolation going, and maybe the life doesn't look like it used to. But now it's okay, what ways can I connect? Mm-hmm. And finding ways, whether it is this way virtually, to connect with other human beings, having a conversation. So that counts too, in my world at least. It's not the same, but it counts.
And why do you think some people are resistant or afraid to share their stories?
Oh, that's a good question. And for me, it was self-judgments. I was judging myself. And that might be maybe for somebody else who is not sharing, because often my clients say, like, I don't want to share that story. So they know there is a story, but they are not ready to share. And everyone has their own time frame. I was holding mine back for 15 years. So if you are holding your back, just know that you share it when you are ready. So that's fine. It is another opportunity here is to look into what is the reason for you, why you are holding back from sharing that part of your journey. If something happened or you went through life experience, what is there holding you back? And I believe that's very unique for everyone. For me, it was self-judgment.
As a healer, looking at people who have encased themselves in this hidden, you know, cloak, or at least those experiences that they've had that had some sort of a negative trauma or feeling associated with it, even this is what I've noticed. That even if they don't share it publicly, even if they give themselves permission to like put it down on a piece of paper,
yes,
just like share it with themselves, share it with God, that can be healing. It doesn't, they don't have to be ready to like get on a stage and, you know, share it with everybody. Yeah. But just even that process of being willing to look at it. At least that's been the case, what I've noticed with myself and with some of my own clients. So I just wanted to, you know, bring light to that, because I think that people who aren't ready to get it out there to everyone, maybe they just let it be healing because they've simply acknowledged it within themselves.
Yes, totally. And that's part of my healing journey as well. I was writing. about this, what happened. I put it in fiction, but I was also same time going through the life events, core life events that I went through. So that writing, whatever way that expression is for you, it's healing.
Talk to me about what makes a good story.
I feel like what makes a good story is that you're in a place where you also see the lessons you learned. And that's where the story comes. Like, that's what you want to share. And often it is also that you are very clear why you want to share the story. Because that gives you then the courage to start sharing in whatever form that is for you, whether it's just putting it paper for you. But that takes courage too. Like, I know that, like, I was resisting even that part for years. So good story is something that has clarity of the structure too. And that comes once you know what part of your journey you want to share, that it has the clarity of the story, how it begins, what happens, and how you want to end the story. What's the takeaway that you want to give to your listener, whether it is one, many, or maybe it's just God. So just having the clarity there of the way how you want to share that story.
Wonderful. And I didn't ask you this before we started, but I'm wondering if there's any kind of process that you'd be willing to take us through for a couple minutes now, or even just collectively, you know, doing a prayer together and, you know, getting people more open and receptive to looking at those unhealed places within themselves. Like for me, I call it shadow work, like going into those hidden, often hidden places, sometimes subconscious places, sometimes areas that we've numbed out to, or purposefully like reject that part of ourselves because it's so like scary or painful.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So what I do normally is prayer meditations. So if you are open for that, I would like to invite everyone. And if you're in a safe place, you can close your eyelids. If you're not, keep your eyes open. You can come back to it.
If you could do it for 3 to 5 minutes, that would be fantastic.
just always want to safety first.
Yes, so safety first.
I know, because sometimes I've been saying, close your eyes. And then I'm like, if you're driving, don't do that. But if you're in a safe place, allow yourself to close your eyelids for a moment and just take a deep breath in and out. While I'm asking, dear Father, Mother, God, allow us now to step into your light. Let us recognize the light that is within us. And if there is anything that is holding us back from really, truly embracing the light, I'm asking Spirit to step forward and uplift those things from us for the highest good of all concerned. And let us just allow ourselves to be filled with light. And this loving, sacred place, we can now then acknowledge our journey that got us here. Just recognize that we are here right now, and we have this opportunity to use everything for our growth, learning, and upliftment. And if there are parts of our story that we might still be healing, those moments that we might regret, those moments that we shoot ourselves and wish we would have done differently. I'm asking that you give now an opportunity to forgive yourself, allowing yourself to love that part of you who went through all those experiences, and allowing yourself to open up to see what good came from those moments as a learning that you received. And I'm asking angels to surround you right now and support you. And just feel that you are loved and you are supported. Just tune in and see the light that is still there within you. These experiences happened, and now you have an opportunity to love yourself anyway. And reach towards the light. Keep your eyes in the light. It is there. And you can step into the light as your past does not define you. Loved. And now, together we say, with gratitude in our hearts, amen, and so it is. Slowly start then coming back. You can move your body a little bit and open your eyes to see your life in the new light when you are ready.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
I feel the light. I feel the light. It's so pretty.
It is indeed.
So if you enjoyed that prayer with Katya, consider also connecting with her in a 5-day challenge that she has coming up called Courage Activation. So Katya, will you tell us a little bit about it? And also for our listeners, I'll be putting the link for it in the show notes so you can get access to it.
Yes, and thank you for this opportunity, first of all, to do the prayer with you and your audience. That was a beautiful surprise, but I'm always up for it.
Surprise!
And anyway, I always do them channeled, so I don't know what I'm saying. It just comes and flows however it wants. So that's a beautiful opportunity. And I welcome you to join the Courage Activation, because in life, as you might have noticed, there are many places where we need courage. And whether it is courage to share your story, whether it is courage to take that step forward towards your dreams, whether it is courage to ask promotion, whether it is courage to ask somebody out for a date, courage is needed. So I created this 5-day experience where I share the 3 simple instant high courage questions that can uplift you to that place that where you feel courage. and they are instantaneous, so you have them with you. So when the opportunities come where you feel, oh, I need courage, you can ask those questions. And you will also get the surefire certainty that you are making right decisions for you, your life, and your, if you have a business or career, that sometimes we get into the self-doubt. So this will help you to have the courage to know I'm on the right path, I made the right decision. And I also share with you the number one choice that you can make to be courageous, successful, and heart-driven empath, and just enjoying your life. So that's all that we will cover during 5 days. It will be fun experience. So I do hope that you will join us.
And is it a free challenge?
It is. It is my gift for you. So it is free. And also I give prizes there too. So there will be daily prizes. And if this is something that resonates with you, let's check it out.
Wonderful. Super fun. Thank you so much for joining us from Spain and sprinkling your light and your love throughout this episode. And again, for anyone who resonates with Katya, please take part in our 5-day challenge. You'll love it. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.